Welcome, everyone. Mike and Ken along with you. Glad to be your host here on The Good Stuff. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board would be glad to host you right here in Cherry County. Yeah, check it out. Visit Valentine.com. 50 things to do, and you'll probably find a whole lot more. So if you're planning next year's memories on a vacation with your family or just maybe you and your significant other, well, then check it out at visitvalentine.com. We'd love to see you right here in the Valentine area.
Or a family reunion or a class reunion.
There you go.
Yeah, lots of things. Hey, let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. A fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News is going to get your day started off on the right foot. It's packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Just visit tsln.com. Get your weekly publication coming soon.
So we have Veterans Day coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah, and tomorrow.
What are you sharing with us today?
I have a piece by Rod Nichols.
Okay.
It's called On Veterans Day. Old Gene pulled back the closet door and dug around a bit. He then took out a uniform. I wonder, will it fit? An Eisenhower jacket, too, in U.S. Army green. He'd cut a handsome figure then, just barely out of teens. He got the jacket on okay, but had to sigh and grin. He couldn't get the waist to meet, although he sucked it in. He had a dream that one fine day he'd march in that parade, the one they held each Veterans Day for contributions made. But that was not to be for now. That younger guy was gone, and in his place an older man with uniform outgrown. How proud he'd been in that parade in 1945. He'd answered to his country's call. 'Twas great to be alive. The uniform was then returned. Someday he'd wear it yet. For now, a cap and pin would do to mark him as a vet. He'd have to stand along the route and watch the younger guys. How many now could still recall an Ernie Pyle GI? And now the flag was passing by. A cheer rose from the crowd. He raised his hand to snap salute, American and proud. How many other uniforms are hanging now like Gene's? The Army, Navy, Air Force, Guard, or Semper Fi Marines? We'll probably never know, I guess, their ratings, grade, or ranks, but in or out of uniform, they've earned a nation's thanks. Again, Rod Nichols on Veterans Day.
I had something along those lines in there to kind of stop and make you think a little bit. This was written by Martin Niemöller, a German clergyman who survived 8 years of solitary confinement in Nazi concentration camps. So here we go. In Germany, they came first for the communists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Catholics, and I didn't speak up because I was a Protestant. Then they came for me, and by that time, no one was left to speak up. J.D. Ames had submitted that. Martin Niemöller, a German clergyman who had written that. Maybe something for us to think about as we hover around this time of Veterans Day.
Here's a piece called At the Movies. In a movie theater, the usher noticed a man sprawled across three seats. He whispered, "Sorry, sir, but you are allowed only one seat." The man moaned but didn't budge. "Sir," the usher said more loudly, "if you don't move, I'm going to call the police." The man moaned again, but he didn't move. The usher left and returned with a cop who looked at the reclining man and said, "All right, what's your name, Joker?" "Joe," the man mumbled. "And where are you from, Joe?" Joe shifted his weight painfully. "The balcony."
Oh, no.
Ouch.
That's not good. How about 21 etiquette rules you probably didn't know but should? I might not get through all 21 of them, but I'll give you a few of them today. You should rise when someone enters the room.
That's good.
You let others exit before you enter. Like you meet somebody at the door, mm-hmm. They should come out before you go in. You say, "My pleasure," instead of "no problem."
Oh,
that's a good one for you to practice with. You could take one of these and you could just kind of practice on it over the next few weeks, and pretty soon it'll become habit. You listen before you speak. So
I have
a bad habit with that. You keep your phone off the table. How many times do you go to a meeting or whatever it is, and everybody takes their phone, lays it up on the table?
Yeah.
So these are relatively new because most people didn't have a phone when they. So these are just some good ones to think about today. Maybe a couple more of those. You keep your shoes polished at all times, and you lower your voice in serious moments. Those are some things that about etiquette that maybe we should all be working on a little bit more. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.